What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Monday morning. It is 8:05, hour number 3. The guys are off until tomorrow. Myself, Danny Wexelman, with you until 10 as we come to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio, 888-808-1019. Obviously, a lot of baseball through the first couple of hours. And we'll get back to the baseball, too, with the Mets and the Yankees, Phillies, Giants over the weekend. And, of course, the Yankees welcoming the Rays now for a big series. The Mets heading off to San Diego. Big series for them, too, as they've now won 7 straight games and have played really well. But just a couple of minutes on the football, because as we sit here now on July 28th, which sounds still middle of summer, it's not. I mean, July 28th, we've got, because Labor Day is so early and the kids probably go back to school earlier than normal, football season's right around the corner. And so much so that we have the Hall of Fame game coming up later this week. Next weekend, you've got preseason games, and all of a sudden you're going to start to see joint practices around the NFL. And then you will have September 4th, Cowboys-Eagles in Philadelphia to kick off the NFL season. So a couple of observations or thoughts so far, Danny. We could start with either team, but I'll start with the Giants only because CeeLo was talking about the quarterbacks. You mentioned the quarterback room with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and now Jackson Dart in there. One of the things that I love hearing, seeing, and it's the mentality, I guess, and it's not about Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, but the future quarterback the Giants think they got in Jackson Dart, is this mentality of how he's going to play. And, you know, he was talking yesterday to the media after practice, and one of the things that popped out to me was when he said, the coaches keep telling me, be aggressive, not reckless. Aggressive, not reckless. And I think back to the failed years of Daniel Jones, and I'm not going to go over what his tenure was like here, but I sit there and think, if Daniel Jones would have just been more aggressive and not afraid to like pull the trigger on those passes, maybe things would have been different. And maybe the Giants got it right with this kid. We're a long way to go. I don't know if we'll see him this year. Maybe they got it right with this kid because the mentality, which could be one of the most, they can all play, but the mentality is everything. Maybe they got the right kid.
Okay, so two schools of thought. Number one is, and this applies to all sports right now, the way that kids are training when they're in middle school and then in high school, they're training to be pros. And so I do think you're going to see a little bit more of that from the next generation of kids where they're ready to go. They can take direction. They're adaptable. And also they maybe can be more aggressive and they can be more confident and they have more skills and they're ready to go at a certain level. Whereas before you needed to train more, you needed to sit and watch more. This kid may not need to do that, but they're obviously going to have him sit and watch.
For sure.
Not bad people to sit behind and watch with Russ and Jameis. And then I'll say leadership, right? Like the leadership there and the people who are telling him this information, giving him this advice, like they have to be accountable. They have to be responsible for the future of this kid and the future of the organization that needs so much help offensively, especially, right? You just need anything at this point. You have to be a great leader. It has to trickle down to this kid. And so he's obviously been making waves. He's been doing a good job. People seem excited about him, even if he's not going to be the face right now, even if he's not going to lead your team right now. Like, that to me speaks volumes about the direction that they're headed. At least it looks good. On paper, it sounds good, right? You don't know what that's going to translate to, but at least you feel confident that this kid is taking that kind of direction, and you hope that he takes it to heart and that he has Russ to lead him. I said that QB room, right? That's going to be a great room. You got Jameis, who's got that personality, who can tie the guys together. Russ, who is the veteran. And then Dart, who is the rookie and is going to learn a ton, and he's going to sit and watch. But hopefully in the meantime, he is more aggressive and not reckless.
Yeah, it's just a great, you know, you never think to put those two words together. And when I heard it, I'm like, man, that's exactly what the last guy was missing, in my opinion, because he had all the physical tools and it just didn't work out. And then when you talk about the quarterback room and, you know, the way this thing could play itself out, you know, my dad, my brother, big Giant fans, my whole family, you know, for the most part are Giant fans. And I think of the feeling of hopelessness going into a lot of seasons, even when it felt good, not quite there. I don't know if people really bought into the quarterback, and you had years of after Eli, and even the last few years of Eli, not great. But I am always brought back to 2004, and I was around the team that year, so I saw this up close and personal, and that was the whole Kurt Warner, Eli Manning thing. They brought in the guy that had a resume. They've done it again now with Russell Wilson, and obviously Jameis Winston is a fun, just dynamic type of player who can be reckless, but at least it's exciting to watch. So you've got pros in the room again, but you've got the hope of the other guy that's in waiting. Now, I don't know if Jackson Dart will ever be as good as Eli Manning. I'm not saying that or making that comparison, but you drafted him high with the hope that he turns out to be your franchise quarterback. There does seem to be a different feeling around this organization again, because A, the quarterback position is different, and B, defensively, they look really good. I don't know what that's going to mean in terms of wins and losses this year, but I really do think the product's going to look a lot better this season.
Well, I like the idea of letting your rookie quarterback learn a little bit and sit and watch, right? Russ is proven. Russ, they said in camp, he's looked good. His legs look good. He looks like he's moving, right? He looks like he's 25 years old again, which is awesome. Don't expect him to be that 25-year-old, but like, he's going to take care of his body. He's going to take care of this team. He's going to take care of Jackson Dart. He's going to be a great leader and a great mentor to this kid. Sure. Let him watch and learn. Let him make mistakes, right? Instead of rushing these rookies out every single year and letting them fall flat on their face and having no support and no O-line and anybody there or leadership or coaches or staff to give these guys a chance to succeed. Like, why are we just assuming they can come up and they're ready to go in that pro style? Like, they're not all ready to go, and they're learning a new scheme and they're learning a new system and a new team. Let them sit and watch. But for me, it's making the mistakes, right? And so they're giving him, they say, we trust you. We trust you to go out there, show us what you got. And he's going to lean on Russ, and he's going to see what those guys are doing. I thought it was funny that Jameis was talking about how he finished the drive, and Jameis has been used to that, right? But getting those red zone reps, like, those are important things for this kid. Let's not rush him. Like, if I tell you in 2 years, this team is going to get to the playoffs and it's going to be Dart leading the way, you'd probably take that, right?
That's how you script it.
Yeah.
That's how you script it. And I think, unfortunately, you know, you see the Jaden Daniels of the world. So when you say, you know, you don't want them to play right away, I'm with you. You know, growing up, that's not the way it was. You didn't draft a quarterback and start him week one. Hell, they would sit sometimes for 2 years, maybe 3 years before they would get their opportunity. And I think that's probably best for most. Yeah, from time to time, you get a Jaden Daniels that will come out of nowhere as a rookie and just take the league by storm. It does happen. Right. But more times than not, the problem is the way the salary cap is set up. That if you don't win in those first 4 years of a quarterback on that rookie deal where you can actually spread the rest of the money around, it makes it very difficult. And that's why they do rush guys out there, because they're trying to hit it big early to when they do have better players in different parts of the roster. And that's, to me, when the quarterbacks take all the money, that's fine. And I'm not saying they don't earn it. I'm not saying they're not the most important position on the field. I'm not saying it's not the most important position in sports. All of that might be true. But boy, oh boy, when the quarterback gets 30% of the salary cap, sometimes you are deficient in other areas and it prevents you from winning. That is a fact.
Yeah, definitely. Your hands are tied in that regard. I think the thing I like the most about Dart, too, like, if I can like go back to college for a second. And again, you're coming through the SEC. I know he didn't start there, but he ends there three seasons and has so much success. His stats every single year go up. And this is a guy who continues to get better and learns. And I think that that matters. I think going to those schools and being ready to be a pro, even if it means you're sitting and watching. Guess what? Pros also sit and watch. That happens, right? Think about other leagues. Think about Major League Baseball. Those guys are not going up and playing right away. I think the impact that it has to be able to learn from those guys and not have to be rushed into it. I know what you're saying. There is definitely, it's time sensitive,
yeah,
right? It's money sensitive. But when you get a chance to actually play it right, I think Dart can be really special.
I agree. And with the Jets, you know, it's kind of more the same. It's just they dodged a bullet Friday. We left here, I guess it was Friday or Thursday. I'm sorry. We left here on Thursday with the Justin Fields injury, not knowing.
How'd you feel?
Well, I mean, I'm not a Jet fan, even though I'm wearing Boomer's jersey this morning. but I had the feeling walking out of here, like, this can't be happening again. It just can't be. And as it turned out, we found out, I mean, honestly, by 11 o'clock, we knew it wasn't an Achilles. It wasn't, a blown ACL. It was nothing like that. But you were still concerned. And then really, they got best case scenario back on the field, and that's all good. And you feel good about that, comparatively speaking, to what it felt like on Thursday. But I think it's more of the same in that it's quiet. They're just going about their business. They're getting their work done. Aaron Glenn meeting the media. I loved his comments where he was talking about how, you know, so far it's everything he envisioned that it would be, meaning being the head coach of this football team. You're hearing, you know, whether it's Breece Hall was talking about how it's a prove-it year for him, because he said something along the lines of, like, this regime didn't draft me. Like, I've got to prove myself again now to these guys. There's just everything coming out of Jet camp seems to be the right thing so far. Doesn't mean it can't crash and burn quickly. But right now, and it's July 28th, I get all that, it's about as good as I have felt about these two teams at the same time without expectation, if I can say that, that I have in a while. Because last year you still had the expectation with Aaron Rodgers, the Jets were going to be great. This year, I don't think anybody's expecting these two teams to be, you know, Super Bowl contenders, but I think they're going to exceed expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I think two things that stand out. Number one is Aaron Glenn. Let's highlight him for a second, right? I listened to his post-game or his post-practice on Saturday, talking about the culture, talking about exhausting his team, rising to the occasion, setting expectations, being accountable. Like, those things matter for an organization like this. That's, you had such high expectations last year. You had expectations for the Rodgers era that fell really short and really frustrating and kind of embarrassing, to be honest. Like, Aaron Glenn's standard feels higher. And I feel like the guys are responding in camp to your point and what they're saying and how they feel. And then for Justin Fields, like, okay, sigh of relief. He's okay. Looked good in 7-on-7. And somebody in the media asked him, like, he's behind now. What is he going to do to catch up? Did
I
you hear that?
He's
like,
he's
not behind. He missed one day. He's been in meetings. Like, So I also think, like, they're building a culture. It kind of had to be rebuilt. I feel like it crumbled. It was at the bottom, as far down as you could be. And he is slowly building that back up from where he comes from and what his foundation is. And, like, the trust he has with the ownership group, right? Like, those are important things. He can lead confidently, but also being accountable for the guys on that field and the way they're going to run their team, right? He brings in an officiating crew because they can't seem to get out of their own way with penalties, right? So every practice, there's an officiating crew. Like, that's another layer to what he's already building. I'm not saying that's going to mean that they're getting to the playoffs, but I will say, like, they're going to build on their defense from last year. I think that you're going to have to wait and see on Justin Fields, right? It's kind of a toss-up if this guy is going to be able to lead your team successfully, but you hope with Aaron Glenn, maybe combined, he's going to have a career year for himself.
And if so, then maybe it will be a good year.
Yeah.
But what I do know is it seems like they're doing it the right way. But yes, got to go out and prove it and win games, because they could go out there week one and get their doors blown off and we'll be sitting there staring at each other like, oh my God, again. But I don't think that's going to be the case with this team. I really don't. It seems like they're buttoned up. It seems like they've got a purpose. They've got a direction. And I would be really surprised, and I've probably said this before, but I would be really surprised. I know.
Here it comes.
No. I'm not nothing crazy. But I will be stunned if we're not sitting here in November and we still have at least one of these teams alive. I'm not saying playoff bound, but at least in the mix. because all too often we are sitting here in the hell with November. We're sitting here in middle October and the season's over. And what the Yankees are doing or the Mets are doing is more important than the football teams because it seems like the season's ended, you know, the first week of October. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And one other thing on the Giants, and it's just a schedule thing, and I know the schedule's brutal. There's no doubt about it. But they do have a chance early. They play Washington well. They gave one away last year in Washington. They start with the Commanders while the Cowboys play the Eagles to get going on that Thursday night. You've got an opportunity where you can make a little bit of a wave when you look at those first couple of games.
Okay.
The league is very slow to get going these days.
You're optimistic here, I see.
Well, it is. Yes, and I'm as a Cowboy fan, I'm expecting them to play well in Philadelphia because, you know, that maybe the Super Bowl hangover. My point is,
catch them early.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the NFL feels like the first month is like preseason. You're playing 3-4 teams there that it's early. You never know. That's all I'm saying. And if they're going about their business the right way, who knows? Go 2-2. Go 2-2 in your first four.
Yeah, I'd take that.
And you've
that.
Got something to talk about.
I'd for sure take that.
I think a lot of fans
I feel like
would.
There's an air of optimism, I will say. Like, obviously.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Avoiding a big injury with Fields is a huge deal. I feel like poor Jets fans, like, I don't even know how you survive year to year. I don't know how you do it. But I will say, it just feels the things that are coming out of camp, and I'll go back again to, like, how Aaron Glenn talks about his team. And the level of responsibility he feels to improving them, and it's in the margins, right? Like, it definitely is in the margins for this team. They don't need to completely reshape everything that they're doing. They added some nice pieces in the draft. I think there's some exciting parts of that. So I feel the optimism.
Optimistic. Yeah. About that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take it.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Got a nice, warm, steamy Monday for you, Built for Tough Studio. It is the Boomer and Geo program. The guys will be back tomorrow after a nice long week. Gee, a nice four-day weekend, and Boomer off today, so I will return to my normal spot tomorrow morning as Al and Eddie enjoy the week off. And in my spot today is one Chris Lopresti. What's up, dude?
Good morning. Brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. So we heard Aaron Boone last hour speaking about newcomer Ryan McMahon and that how playing third base, that's how it's supposed to look based on what he's done in the early going here with the Yanks. Let's just say Dave Sims and Susan Waldman are happy to see him in pinstripes as well.
Harper. Oh, McMahon, what a big play.
Nice play to take a base hit as Harper stares him down walking back into the dugout. Here's 1-1 pitch. Hit it on the ground left side. McMahon snares, gets up, throws, got him! Oh, Ryan McMahon, what a play!
A little different than Peraza and Volpe the last couple weeks on the left side there.
Well, I played some of that
stuff.
They
were fed up, right?
Yeah, and I thought Susan was great in the postgame with Emmanuel because, you know, that night specifically was so awful.
Yeah.
You know, that she just sounded like, I know she gets paid to do what she does, but she also cares about it. And it was like she had enough of watching it.
Right. And Boone was talking again afterwards about how, you know, we're a good defensive team. And she basically said, I don't know what game. I wasn't watching the same game.
I know.
Good on her. A couple web gems for McMahon yesterday, plus the game-tying 2-run double off Zach Wheeler in the second inning as part of a 4-3 Yanks win over the Phillies to avoid being swept at Jerry, I'd like to introduce Danny to a game that you'll sometimes play with the guys. I don't know if you have an official title for it, but like, what the hell is that sound?
Oh, yeah. What the hell is I got to give you the sounder so you can do it the right way.
Yeah, I don't have the sounder. That's right. This one's very quick.
Kinda, I'm guessing the sound.
That's right. Well, everybody can play.
Everyone gets to play.
And okay, it's kind of, the deck is kind of stacked against you. You're not really supposed to be able to figure out what it is.
Okay.
All right. And this one, again, kind of subtle, but here we go.
The hell was that?
Exactly.
Is God, that
it
a
almost
drill
sounds
gun?
Like Nance going, yeah, hello, friends, right?
It sounds like I don't know what that is.
That's Aaron Boone.
Pickleball?
Talking Ryan McMahon, acclimating himself to Yankee life. First part here, before we get to the clip with the weird sound, part of extended thoughts on the newest member, one of the newest members of the Yankees.
Real easy to be around. I kind of sat with him a little bit today in the locker room, just kind of shooting it a little bit with him, and he feels comfortable.
All right, now we get to the part that includes that little noise, as comfortable as one can be when you're traded abruptly in the middle of the season from Denver to New York City.
As much of a whirlwind as it is getting traded at the, you know, at the deadline and uprooting and you know, at least on the surface he looks settled and comfortable. There's an ease with which he plays the position.
So Danny, we don't usually get to do this because as we might have explained last time, Boomer and Gio have put the kibosh on any Aaron Boone sound for
that
the most
true.
Part on the
yeah.
show. But the part I always have enjoyed is sort of those awkward noises he'll make when he's trying to kind of gather his thoughts and give an answer.
That's a great point.
So he makes some weird sounds, breathing noises, and this is a little throwback to it. I used to work out in the newsroom with Jerry way back in the day. I'm talking like 2009-ish.
Okay.
Remember Jerry Manuel when he was Mets manager?
I love Jerry Manuel.
He had some interesting breathing patterns as well, and I had many moons ago put together a little montage and saved it in my folder here. So here's a listen to what that sounded like.
Stop.
That's the best way I could say that.
We miss Jerry Manuel. He was a lot of fun back in the day.
What a guy. Oh, what a guy.
There you go.
Well, him and I got to be honest, so Terry Collins was in studio with Sal last week. Couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yes. I love TC.
And then I think back to all those mornings.
Oh,
that, I mean, the sounds he used to make.
Yeah.
And the way he used to speak. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm like, how did those things come out of your mouth?
Think about that. Jerry Manuel, Terry Collins,
yeah.
Mickey Callaway.
Yeah, I mean,
Oof.
Yeah. But just
and
like
also
as far
Brody.
As the... Well, yes, but you didn't get Brody as much.
He used car salesman.
Yes, but you wouldn't get him, you know, every day like the manager. Like you've said, the manager speaks so much, so often.
You remember Jerry Manuel, if we got to cut him?
No, I don't
remember
that.
You don't remember all that with Jerry Manuel?
No, we got to cut him.
We got to go gangster, we got to cut him?
No, I don't remember that.
Mike, am I making my Roscoe that money?
No, you're right. Yeah, I don't remember it, but I'm sure you're right. I mean, and then remember when the Yankees were playing the World Series and we had Charlie Manuel on the other side?
Oh, my God.
That, I mean, we've had some gems.
Bumbling, stumbling country bumpkin.
Yeah, I probably have.
And I've been told another lovely man.
I'm sure, yeah.
But my God, oof, they were clips every day.
Good times from yesteryear. Tonight, the Rays come to town, start of a 4-game series. They've lost 4 in a row, 6 out of 7, and the Yankees will send rookie Cam Schlittler to the mound for his third career start in the big leagues, opposed by Drew Rasmussen. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan and the Free Odyssey app begins at 6:25. In San Francisco last night, shaky ninth inning for Edwin Diaz. We've certainly seen that before, but he found his groove just in time after he had loaded the bases with a 2-run lead.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ball game. Edwin Diaz strikes out Matt Chapman, who had hit 2 home runs today, and the Mets win it 5-3.
That's Keith Radd, Odyssey Mets Radio. You got Chapman and Willy Adames looking the at-bat prior to seal the deal after he again loaded the bases on a walk, a hit batter, and another walk. Typical Diaz, but went pumping fastballs by those last two batters.
Typical Diaz for sure, and he drives you nuts from time to time, but he's also been arguably the best closer for a few years now, and he had the 1 year that was atrocious, as we know. You remember, though, and I remember fighting with Sal, that the trade. It is amazing to think back now. Do you have any idea what Jared Kelnick's career has been?
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad is
yes.
Not good.
Yeah.
So this year, I think he's been injured, clearly. Either that or he's been sent to the minors. I don't know, but I think he's been injured.
I think he got sent down.
Maybe he was sent down.
I'm pretty sure he got sent down.
He's played 23 games this year for the Braves. Last year, he played in 130 games for the Braves, and he batted 230.
Oh, okay.
Wow, 230. And this is 130 games. 15 home runs. He drove in a whopping 45 runs.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that with the Mariners, he played in 105, again, not a full year, 105 games. He batted 251, if I'm reading that correctly, with 11 home runs and 48 RBIs. And I'm not, it's hard, I get it. I'm not killing the kid, but there's been nothing there. Yeah. Well, and we sat there and we killed the deal.
Sure.
And you look back now, it's pretty good.
And the deal that actually, quote unquote, came back to bite them was the one with the Cubs.
Well, I was going to ask, does it make up for it a little bit, the fact that Diaz has worked out so well?
Well, yes, it does, but I think that's part of the whole, you don't know what a prospect is until you know what a prospect is.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
And right
now, Even Spencer Jones, yeah. Right? Like, the kid could go out and hit 50 home runs a season and have 250 strikeouts, or it could be the exact opposite.
I mean, Brian Cashman has made a living on a lot of other moves, but giving up prospects to bring back established major leaguers, and more often than not, those prospects turn into nothing elsewhere.
It's true.
It's a very short list of guys they've given up and moved on from that have come back to bite them.
And I don't want to dismiss the Cano part of that, because that's what people will come back with. Yeah. It wasn't the Diaz for Kelnick. It was more that you took on
Cano. Yeah.
I get all that. But at the end of the day, he's turned out to be a nothing major leaguer, and you've gotten arguably the best closer in the game.
Very true. Ronnie Mauricio, 4-for-4 last night, home run, couple of doubles as well. Juan Soto had the go-ahead opposite field home run, his 25th of the season, and Francisco Alvarez, two-hit game. He's hitting all five games that he's played in since returning from the minors. So the Mets get the sweep. They've won 7 in a row, game and a half lead atop the NL East, and they're on to San Diego. 9:40 first pitch tonight, Frankie Montas, Dylan Cease. Couple things from around the league. Paul Skeens struck out 9, gave up 3 hits over 6 scoreless frames as the Pirates beat the Diamondbacks 6-0. He is the first pitcher to have an ERA below 2 through his first 45 big league starts.
Trade him. Please. I'm begging the Pirates to trade him. Please bring back 10 players from anybody's farm system. You get the pick of the litter and get that guy to the postseason. We are not going to see Paul Skeens play postseason baseball for 6 more years.
Maybe
if
ever.
He stays with Pittsburgh.
Right.
We won't. You won't see him play in the postseason. They'll never do anything for that.
Yeah.
Please trade that guy.
And his record is what? He's like 3-4 games under 500.
6-8.
6-8. Two games under.
He's won.
He gets run support.
Won back-to-back starts, I believe, for the first time as a big leaguer. So at least they put up a 6 spot for him on Sunday. His ERA for the year sits at 1.89 for his career, 1.83 this year, which leads the majors. You mentioned Kelnick and the Braves. I kept waiting for them to catch fire, and
nothing.
It never happened.
They've
lost 5
nothing.
In a row, 7-9 since the All-Star break. They are 44-60, 12 games out of a wild card spot in the NL. It's the 5th worst winning percentage in baseball. Red Sox took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, who are 3-6 since the break, and they have dropped 13 of their last 18. So a lot of middle ground in baseball right now. Not a lot of true powerhouse teams. With the Dodgers struggling. The Blue Jays probably, I think, have taken over the best record in baseball last
I got
checked.
63 wins, I know
so,
that.
Yeah.
While you're here, just because you brought it up, so I'd like to play them for you since you're the one that started this.
Okay.
Fliegelman found a couple of them.
Jerry Manuel.
All of Jerry Manuel, a Terry Collins, and a Charlie Manuel.
Oh, great.
He's got
okay,
four.
Yeah.
So you tell us to start with the Jerry Manuel, since that's where CeeLo started first.
How's it going? Oh, you're doing good. I told him, next time to do it, I'm going to get my blade out. right out there on the bat. Hey, I'm a gangster now. You ain't gangster on me, I'm going to have to get you now. You can do that again, I'm going to cut you. Right on the field.
I think it's Burkhart there with him, too, if I recognize the laugh. Mm-hmm. All right, what's the next? We got Terry?
Hey, but, we're not, he's like Steve F.
God, I love TC.
He had his thoughts a little bit more put together with the
play one more time.
The umpire.
I love that man.
We're not. He's like Steve F.
It happens.
I know. I love the guy.
He's unreal. Yeah.
And that's not even like the best of them. I mean, there are that are just. I don't even know if he's speaking.
Yeah, I just hope he keeps.
we'll see where about it.
when are the innings?
Dude, compare that to the Tom Hallion argument.
Which was amazing.
It's just the same guy. It's wild. Man. I mean, listen, we all get tongue-tied here and there. And
yes, we
He's on the spot. He's got to answer the questions, but... Wow.
He was my favorite of all time.
Okay.
Because, I thought he was a really good manager.
Yes.
Seemed like a sweetheart of a man.
But also had
gave you great content.
Great content, but also had that edge to him.
He did.
With the emotion.
He did.
He'd get angry and tell you how he was feeling, which is awesome. I missed that.
Last one, give me Charlie Manuel.
Two balls was skied up in the air. On a given night, sometimes they'll go, but just so happened that we didn't hit them good enough tonight.
That's tame for Charlie Manuel.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It was less the content of the words with him. It was just the delivery, you know, and the accent.
Yeah, he just sounds like I said, a country bumpkin, and yet exactly he's a baseball man.
100%.
Those good old boys, they're all over baseball.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let me give you some football stuff before we run out of time again. Jackson Dart says things are slowing down, getting comfortable already in Brian Daboll's offense, but it's a delicate balance.
Yeah, I don't want to play like a robot. I think that's just my play style when I'm on the field. Like, I'm going to be aggressive in any situation. You know, a statement that, I guess a quote that we go by in the quarterback room is being aggressive but not reckless.
Jameis Winston, definitely aggressive, sometimes reckless,
very reckless
in his career. He, too, learning the new offense, getting comfortable with new receivers, I guess in his own unique sort of way.
He's like, hey, I was working man. I was like, hey, no, it's zone. If I'm man, I'm going to alert you. You know, and he was like, oh, no, but I'm working man. I was like, hey, I got you. But I need you here. And even if you're working, man, I need your eyes. We got to be able to play with our eyes when we're running these routes, especially routes where we have an option, you know, because the ball can be out. We don't know if freaking Kayvon Thibodeau is about to come and knock my head off and I get the ball out.
Oh, boy.
What's the words per minute there?
Yeah, it's quick.
What's the words per minute?
It comes out quick, you know.
I would hate to have to transcribe that.
Yeah. You know? Here come. Watch as he makes the point. They're showing it on CBS Sports Network. The eyes go wide. He's got to play with our eyes. There's such an intensity in his face. It's awesome. He's got the body language.
He's so
going.
Into it, though.
Very
you
passionate.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. No doubt about it. On the other side of the ball, you got rookie Abdul Carter already showing off his freak athleticism in practice. SNY's Nikki Lattarullo catching up with Carter on Sunday.
I saw you throw a backflip when training camp started. Where did you learn that? You did it with the helmet and everything. You're a big guy. Where did you learn that? Could that possibly be something we see during the season?
If I score a touchdown, I'll for sure hit a backflip. But I've been doing that since I was a little kid. I used to run up buildings, run up cars, slip off stuff. Just doing a whole bunch of things, and I just mastered it.
Running up buildings
casual.
And cars, and no big deal.
How about this? He picks off Jaden Daniels' first throw of the season, runs it back 28 yards
back
for a touchdown, backflip.
That would be...
I think it's in Washington.
That's
can
how
you,
backflip?
You
announce your presence.
Have you ever backflipped?
Right?
Me? Either of you?
Oh, God, no.
Backflips?
No, I can't even do a front flip.
I don't think so. No.
Speaking of backflips, I never got to this Friday.
That's really funny.
The Savannah Bananas, one of the guys, you know Savannah Bananas, right?
Yes, face planted on TV.
Yeah.
I did see that.
They went on CNN.
Yes.
And I guess it was because it was unexpected. The anchor there, was he had a scripted thing he was going to say, and he just went with what the script here is.
Oh, Jesus.
That what you just saw there is a brand new twist on America's favorite pastime.
That's incredible. Stay on character.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if it was...
don't leave the prompter, apparently.
Wow.
I don't know if it was a tape thing or live, but my oldest son and I, we went out to just a quick dinner Friday night, just the two of us, and ESPN was there in one of their games against some Texas team. It was at Citizens Bank Park. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Friday night. It's different. It's kind of like the Globetrotters for baseball, but it's interesting.
It's
interesting.
They sell out everything everywhere.
There's a lot going on there on the field.
They have a wait list of 3 million tickets right now.
I didn't see the entire sit down, but I saw clips where the owners of this, when they started it, like they mortgaged their house.
Yeah, Jesse Cole.
To start it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, his story's incredible. Like, he built it up through minor league baseball, like ended up, I think he owned a team and then he and his wife start building it up, but he was doing these things with, I think it was the Coastal Plains League. So it's a legit league for guys during summer ball, and he's like having them dance and having them do things. He's selling out tickets and then ultimately makes it into this. They're going to have to be a $1 billion entity at some point.
It's
I have
awesome.
No doubt. It's crazy.
Very entertaining. Obviously a fun family night out if you can somehow get your hands on one
of
those
tickets.
Yeah. So pretty cool.
Are they the hottest ticket in sports right now?
Maybe.
Could you say that?
I don't know. I don't have the data to support that.
I mean,
that,
maybe
but it
North Carolina
me.
Football.
I don't know about that.
Not like this.
By the way,
not like this.
I never even, I was thinking that, I know Belichick spoke Thursday. I never even played anything Friday. Nothing like showed up on my radar. I don't, did you see anything notable?
I saw not great audio, but I saw like reporters posting video of him talking, but he was far away. Okay. They weren't plugged in. You couldn't hear it great.
I didn't see much on
But I didn't see any headlines about it.
All right. I know we referenced the Aaron Rodgers thing from next Steelers
hour.
Camp.
Oh, yeah.
We're late. So okay. I wanted to give you the locals. We'll do a little bit more football next hour.
We will do it next hour. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Nope, the guys are not here. They'll be back tomorrow. It is Danny and Jerry for another hour and 8 minutes or so on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It was coming live in the Built Ford Tough studio. I got something here I'm going to do in a moment, but since he's on the line, I'll just take a quick call to kind of wrap up the football conversation from the hour. Pete in Annapolis, what's up, Pete?
Hey, what's going on, Jerry? Danny, really nice to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
In Annapolis, I'm like 30 minutes from Washington, 30 minutes from Baltimore, and obviously those are two great football teams. I listen to this show every day, or I watch it, I should say.
Thank you.
But all I hear are Giants, Giants, Giants. Of course, you're New York-based. I never hear anything about the Commanders.
Last year you did. Last year, if you were watching, especially with Boomer, you heard a lot about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. And I think when you look at that team this season, and obviously you watched them go to the conference championship game last year, I appreciate the call. If you're in Washington, and once Terry McLaurin is signed, I think you're expecting that team to get back there or go further. To me, you know, obviously the Eagles are the defending NFL champions, and I think the division has to go through them at least when the season begins. And then a few weeks after that, we kind of reevaluate where we are. But I do think the Commanders specifically got a lot of love on this show from Boomer and Geo too, for that matter, because of how good Jaden Daniels was. He kind of took the league by storm. The win over, I think it was the Bears with the Hail Mary win, was one of those where you just kind of felt like something was really working and something was in the water down there, and he just played fabulous.
I mean, I think anybody who watched the NFL or was a fan of football last season was a fan of Jaden Daniels.
Well, not me.
And the Commanders. Well, not you, but like in general, if you were fair weather, you didn't know who you were rooting for, you were a new fan, because there's a lot of new fans, right? Like, he showed off and showed out. So I can't speak to whether you guys were talking about it enough or not. I'm going to guess that it was primarily focused here in New York, which makes a lot of sense. But Jaden Daniels is a star. So
no doubt.
We'll keep talking about him.
It's only 1 year, but that 1 year was pretty spectacular. And, you know, could there be that sophomore jinx? Sure. There's a lot more film on him. May teams be more ready for him, I guess. But to me, you kind of knew that by, you know, November, you had enough film, and he was still winning at a pretty good rate. And the fact, you know, I know they didn't,
I know it wasn't a close game against Philadelphia in that NFC Championship game, but he kept it close. And he and the offense played better than the final score might have indicated. But yeah, it is right now, it's his world. And we shall see if he takes that next step this year.
Teams will try to replicate that, by the way. Like, when they see success like that, you and I like when maybe the rookies get to sit and watch. But
sure,
teams will look at that and they'll be like, how can we duplicate exactly what they did with that rookie? Yeah, it is hard to do.
But he's like, right now, he's exhibit A as to why you play your quarterback right out the gate. Because, and it's been done before too, but you saw it last year, whereas, you know, we saw Zach Wilson wasn't ready. He needed time. Sam Darnold probably needed time to sit down. We've seen what he's become, you know, but you put them in there for the reasons we talked about, salary cap mostly, and sometimes it really, really hurt. You know, Dak Prescott's a guy too. You look at the way when he took over for Tony Romo, he didn't start immediately, and some people don't like Dak as a quarterback, but that's another good example of a guy that sat and watched for a period of time before he got his chance and then was ready to go. So, unfortunately, not everybody does it. Not every team can do it. But Jaden Daniels did it quite successfully in Washington. Real quick, this is a good moment to do this before we kind of turn our attention back to baseball at the top. So you've done this with me now a couple of times.
Yes.
You are sitting in G's chair. I sit in Boomer's chair.
Yeah.
And Rascona, you're going to be in on this as well. I don't trust Fliegelman because I feel like he knows all the answers. So it's going to be a Rascona versus Danny type of thing. All right. Just a few questions on how well you guys know Boomer.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
That is correct. I am Boomer Esiason. Okay. Yes. I'm going to start with you there, Danny. I'm going to give you, I think, an easy one. We know Boomer went to Maryland, right? We're in agreement with that?
Yes.
Okay. Who was his coach for the last 2 years of his college career who wound up coaching in the NFL as well? He's talked about this guy numerous times. Not a good start.
Not a good start. Crickets.
Rascona for the win.
Bobby Ross.
Okay, good. One for you. All right. All right, I'm going to give you a layup.
Okay.
All right. What year did Boomer win the NFL MVP?
1988.
Okay, good. That's good.
I know that year very well.
All right, perfect. So we're tied 1-1. Rascona, this one's for you. When did the Bengals pick him? What pick was Boomer?
Oh, I've heard this story a million times. You know, I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
You know the round?
Second round.
Okay, but you don't know the pick?
Nope.
So he was actually the 38th overall. Think about that. He turned out to be an NFL MVP. He was picked 38th overall. All right, we're still even here.
He tells the story about the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just didn't remember the pick number.
All right, I'm going to ask you this one, Rascona. He wore number 7. Why?
Don't know. That I don't know.
Really?
Yep.
I don't expect you to know this.
That one I didn't know.
Number 7?
Yeah. You don't know this. So his favorite player growing up was Burt Jones, who wore number 7. That's why he wins number 7.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
I'm going to ask you this one, Danny. What year did Boomer work on ABC's Monday Night Football with Al Michaels? I'll give you a hint. Very close, not the same, but very close to the MVP year.
Close to the MVP
year. No, it's not. No, that's a, no, no, wrong. Wrong. I can't read my own writing.
At ABC?
Yes.
Shot in the dark. 99. 99?
Good job. It is 99. That is correct. It was basically 1 year and out. I think in 98 he did a couple of games, but 99 it was his. All right, Rascona.
Am I winning?
Sure. I think it's 2-2. Boomer threw for 522 yards in Arizona. Okay. What team did he do it against?
522 in Arizona.
Yes. Right now, by the way, still tied for 5th for most yards in a single NFL game.
Another shot in the dark here. I'm going to say the Chargers.
No, Washington.
Oh, okay.
I thought you would have done better at this. Not so great.
No.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
All right, Danny, this is a good one for you. I think you win if you get this, but I'm going to give Rascona a lifeline if you don't get this.
Okay. Is there a phone a friend?
No.
Oh.
When you can phone Fliegelman. When did Boomer start on the morning show at WFAN as part of the Boomer and Carton show?
What year?
What year?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.